Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scary Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White. It's been a while since we've done this, but we're back for Halloween with a scary story from Mr. Scape White. Isn't that right?
Yes, that is right. I return to scare the pants off of everybody who's wearing pants. That is my mission.
Okay, that's a good mission. In return, we have decided to scare you.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, just a little, because it's Halloween, so we brought in a spooky guest to listen to your story. We have decided to bring in, you mentioned last time that you killed a mouse.
Right, because I'm girl.
Oh, okay. And we have summoned the ghost of this mouse. Welcome.
Hello! I am the ghost of the headless mouse. The headless mouse ghost.
Dad, why did you get a headless mouse ghost to get on the show?
Because it's Halloween. It's spooky. It's a spooky ghost.
I killed that mouse. That is a mouse I killed. Myself.
Yes, about that. Can I have my head back now?
It's probably in my poop box if you want it, but I am not going to touch it. I buried it.
Why would you do that?
It was my poop. I pooped it.
No, it was my head.
AKA.
I want my head back. It's kind of embarrassing not having a head. I feel so exposed.
Well, it's time for Scape to tell a scary story. So hopefully without a head, you can still listen. You can talk, so I can assume you can listen.
I will haunt you for all time.
Me?
Everyone.
Well, just, that's fun. You only have to haunt for a little while because we have a story to tell you.
I can do that a lot.
Okay, well, don't, because we're going to do a story now. So, all right, Scape, do you want to tell your story?
Yes, I do. Okay, this is one that I saw on television because my dad and mom would watch it at Halloween time, okay? So it is scary.
Watch it with your eyeballs inside your head? How nice!
You are talking fun. You obviously can do head-like things.
Only because I'm a ghost.
Then you can see where the ghost eyes. Point is, here comes the story. The Rocky Horror Picture Show by Richard O'Brien. Okay, so, like, once upon a time, there was a place that is called, Denton, okay? And, there was a dude, and he was like, my name's Brad, and, this is my girlfriend, her name is Janet, and, hey, guess what, Janet, guess what? And she's like, oh, what? And he's like, well, I tell you, I was thinking that, do you want to get married? And she was like, yeah, for sure. And he was like, okay, good, that's why I asked, okay, good. So, tell you what, let's get in the car and drive in the dark to see an old dude, okay? And she was like, yeah. Wait, why are we doing that? And he's like, that's how it goes. Okay. So they get in the car, and they're, like, driving. And, they're driving. And then this dude is like, hey, I'm telling the story.
You? Telling the story, you mean?
No, I'm telling the story now, but there's a dude who's, like, telling the story.
I don't get it.
He's like, okay, I'm telling a story about Brad and Janet. I am saying that because I'm telling a story about Brad and Janet, but this, I'm telling about the part where the guy is like, hey, this is a story about Brad and Janet. So,
like, the two of you are fighting over who gets to tell the story of Brad and Janet?
No, I get to tell the story because I'm here and I'm telling it right now. This dude is not here, but he is telling the story in the story. The story starts by being like, actually, I've skipped a part, but there's a part at the beginning that's like, hey, do you see these rips? They're big. Okay. But then there's the part with Brad and Janet. The rips never come back, so I'm not going to tell that part. Then there's Brad and Janet, and they're like, do you want to get married? Okay. Get in the car. And then there's a dude who's like, by the way, did you know I'm telling the story? FYI.
Okay.
Then they're driving along. Do-do-do-do-do. Boom! Tire breaks. Okay. Brad's like, damn it! The tire breaks! I hate it. Now what? And Janet's like, hey, I remember there was a spooky castle. Do you want to go to there? And he's like, yeah, because that makes sense. So, okay. So he does.
They could just curl up in some outsideness for a while and sleep in a ball.
What? No, that's gross.
No, no, you just find someplace warm and you dig, 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 dig into the ground and you sleep.
No, it's raining. I didn't mention it, but it's raining, okay?
So?
Raining sucks! Raining is wet!
What's wrong with wet?
Wet sucks. You're a mouse. You don't know anything. I'm telling you. Wet sucks. So they'll get out of the car and they're like, oh, it's wet. This sucks. Wet is sucks. Anyway, they're like, run to the castle. Run. Hey, do you see that is a right over at the Frankenstein place? A right.
Not a yes?
No, a right in the fireplace. But they can't see the fireplace, but they're assuming that it's a fire. So anyway, they run.
The castle's on fire?
No, they assume there's a fire in the fireplace because they see a light. They don't know. Really, it's probably not a fire, but they just want to not be wet, so they run. And they get there, and they're like, ding-dong on the doorbell, and a dude opens the door, and he's like, what do you want? And they're like, I don't know, I want to make a phone call or something. And he's like, okay, come inside. But if you come inside, we're going to do a dance, okay? So you got to do the dance with us. Here's how you do it. You jump, you jump in one direction, okay? Hey, look, that's it. That's the dance. You just got to do a jump.
Just jump.
Well, there's more, but I don't remember. The point is, you jump. And they're like, hey, we don't really want to do a dance. We just wanted to use the phone, so is that okay? And all the people there, because I want to tell you, they're having a party with like a zillion people. And they're all doing the jump. Jump, jump, and
is there a cat chasing them? That's why I jumped the last time I ever jumped in my life.
No, there's no cat chase. There's no cat there. There's just like a zillion people, and they're all jumping. If there was a mouse there, it would get squished by the jumping.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
For mice, look, this is how it goes. So they're jumping, and Brad and Janet are like, we don't jump. That's not our style. So then this other dude shows up, and he's like, hey, you don't want to jump, but I'm dressed like a girl. What do you think of that? Do you think it is cool? And Brad and Janet are like, we think it is weird. You are weird. Weirdo. So he's like, oh, well, poop on your head, I'm leaving. So he leaves. That's a guy whose name is Frank, okay? He's like the king of the castle, okay? And he's like sitting on a throne, and he's dressed like a girl. So he's like, blah, 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 dressed like a girl. But he leaves because they're like, meh. So then the people are like, hey, you're still covered in the wet water from outside. From the rain. And they're like, yeah? And they're like, hey, why don't you take off all your clothes? And so they do. And then they go upstairs, and there's Frank, and he's still dressed like a girl. And he's like, hey, I made a creature out of a dude. And then a dude plays the saxophone, and then the other dude is like, I can lift stuff. So there.
Wait, there's a lot of dudes happening here. So there's a guy who lifts a saxophone. And heavy things, and what?
No, there's a first dude. Okay, Frank is like, hey, so here's what I did. I made a dude. And that's the first dude. But not the dude who opened the door. That's a different dude. That's an ugly dude. This is a good-looking dude, okay? And the good-looking dude is like, rift stuff, but he doesn't ever talk. So he just was like, rift stuff, rift stuff, rift stuff. But he sings a little bit. He's like, hey, rift stuff, you know. And then the other dude with the saxophone comes and he's like, toot toot on the saxophone. That's a different dude. And then Frank is like, I don't like the saxophone, I'll kill you. And he kills him.
Oh, that poor dude. Did he take off his head?
No, he just kills him. Sometimes he doesn't kill head chopping off kill.
Well, now that dude is going to haunt him forever and ever.
No, he doesn't. What happens is, he dies. Then Frank is like, hey, so remember that guy I made? Like it was a monster, do you remember that? Do you remember that?
I sort of.
He made a dude. I said it was a good-looking dude, and he was rifting stuff.
I remember the lifting dude.
Yeah. Well, he's like, now I will go do it with this dude.
Do what?
You know, like it.
It what?
He's gonna do it. He's gonna have sex with him. He's gonna do humper.
Oh, he's gonna make baby mice.
No, there's no mice in this story, and there's no babies. He's just gonna have sex with him.
But the point of the sex is to make the baby mice.
That is not in this case. There's no mice in the story. So, and they're both dudes. Frank is a dude, and other dude is a dude.
Two dudes can't make baby mice.
Correct. Okay, now you got it. So, then, Brad and Janet are like, so I guess are we going to bed now? And the answer was yes. So they go to bed, but they go to separate beds. And what happens is, when Janet goes to bed, Frank is like, have a sneaky plan. Do you know what it is? I will tell you. I will pretend that I'm Brad and then do it with Janet too.
And then she'll make the baby mice.
No, because there's no mice. But he's like, I will do this.
It's a brick castle. There are lots and lots of mice.
No, there's none. I checked. The point is...
Where did you check?
10.
What?
I checked 10 times. Point is, I will tell you about mice. There is none. Okay, now I will tell you the real story. Janet and Frank are doing it. At first, she's like, hey, I think you're Brad, so I will do it, even though I never did it with Brad one time, but I will still do it. Oh, wait, you're Frank. I will still do it. That is how I feel about it.
Okay. I mean, that's how it goes.
That is how it goes. And then, afterwards, Frank is like, hey, now that I did it with the dude I made, and then I did it with Janet, maybe, I would do it with Brad, you think? I should? Yes.
No, but that doesn't make sense, because that still doesn't make any sense.
No, he's like, I will pretend to be Janet, and I will do it to Brad. And then he did. And Brad is like, are you Janet? And he's like, yeah.
Wait, so he's like doing it to assert his dominance? I mean, I guess that makes sense. You know, to show that he's alpha.
No, he's like, I'm Janet. I'm a girl. Ma, 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 ma. And then Brad is like, for reals? And he's like, no, not reals. I'm Frank. Do you still want to do it? And Brad is like, yeah, I do. Okay. And then they do it. So then that's how many doing it there were. Like 3 so far. Meanwhile, remember the dude?
Which dude?
The dude. Okay.
Too many dudes.
Not the ugly dude. Not the dude who's dead. The dude who was rifting things. The one who was made a monster.
Okay, that dude, yes.
He's like, still doesn't talk, but he runs away. Because the ugly dude chases him.
Oh, I don't. Oh, I relate so much to that. I ran away too.
Yeah, but I'm not an ugly dude. I'm a good looking cat. And I killed you rightly so.
No, you're an ugly dude. You're an ugly, ugly cat.
No, look, I said to you. Do you think you're supposed to be in here? And you were like, yes, but the answer is no.
Of course I was supposed to be in there. I was sleeping, and there was so much stuff on the floor, and I just curled up in it, and I slept in some of it, and it was warm, and then you woke me up.
Well, I have one question for you.
What?
Who is alive?
A lot of people that aren't me.
And who's dead?
A lot of people, including me.
Okay, that proves that the live people are right, and the dead people are wrong.
That doesn't prove anything.
It does.
No.
Yes. That is why. That is why Frank killed the saxophone guy to be like, you're wrong. I have proof because you're dead. Do you want me to kill you again?
You can't.
Well,
I'm gonna hunt you forever.
I have to finish my story. So, then what happened was, Janet was like walking around going, hey, maybe I shouldn't have done it with Frank, do you think? Maybe that was the wrong thing to do. But then she was like, wait a minute, what do I hear? I think I hear Brad doing it with Frank. What? Okay, now I'm angry. So, that's not good. So then she came across the dude, the rifting stuff dude, the one who was made, monster. And she's like, oh, I feel sad about things. So you know what? Maybe we should do it, you think? And he still doesn't talk, so he's just like nodding. Yes, I think that we should do it. That's what the nodding means. And they did it. As well.
There's a lot of baby mouse making without any baby mice in this story.
There's never... Okay, can I tell you what happened to all the baby mice?
No, you better not.
I think I saw.
No, I don't think so.
A lot of these times when they did it, there was baby mice afterwards, and I ate them all, so...
Why would you do that?
Because I'm hungry. No, I'm a good cat. That is what cats are meant to do.
No.
So then, the ugly dude with the wrong hair, but with bald head at the same time, okay? He's the guy... Who opened the door? That's what I'm talking about. This guy is like, hey, Frank, did you know that the dude ran away? The rifting stuff dude ran away? Did you know about that? Frank is like, you're a douche. Because I told you to make sure he didn't run away. And he's like, oh, I forgot. Burp, sorry. And so Frank is like, I am pissed off. Did you know? Me. And then, do you remember, like, at the beginning of the movie, okay? That there was Brad and Janet, and they were like, do you want to get married? And they said, yes. And then they were like, we're going to go see an old guy. Do you remember old guy?
A little bit. That was a long time ago.
Well, that was what, yeah. But they were like, we're going to go see that guy. And then they got in the car and they drove and then they broke their car and then they got out and got to the castle and they met Frank. And Frank is like, I made a dude and I kill another dude and I do it with you and I do it with you and then I do it with him and then you do it with him. Do you remember all of that?
This is exhausting.
Then the old guy shows up and he's in a wheelchair and he's like, I'm old. What are you going to do about it?
Probably it.
No, nobody else did it because what happened was the old guy shows up and he's like, hey, where is the saxophone dude? He's my nephew. And they're like, saxophone dude is your nephew? Yeah. And he's like, oh, well, I don't know where he went, so sorry. I didn't kill him, if that's what you mean. Then Janet's like, hi, I'm here. I just did it with this rifting stuff, dude. And Brad's like, what? Why would you do that? And she's like, because you were doing it with... I don't have to tell you, but because you were doing it with that guy, that's why. And he's like, well... And then they're like, time for dinner! What? Okay, time for dinner, I guess. So then they're going to have dinner, even though they're in the middle of the night. And they go to the dinner room, and they all sit down. And Frank is like, everybody, it's time to sing happy birthday to Rifting Stuff, dude. And they start to sing, and he's like, psych, I don't care. So, do you want to eat the food? And they're like, yes. And he's like, hey, old guy, you said saxophone dude is your nephew. Talk about it. And he's like, it's true. He was naughty one time. The end. And then Frank's like, guess what? Hey, Mouse, do you want to know this part of the story? Because this part is relevant to you.
Oh. Okay.
So, remember how Frank killed the saxophone dude?
Yeah, that wasn't very nice.
And you were like, did he take his head off? And I was like, no.
Which was decent, but it still wasn't good to kill him.
But here's what happened. So, they killed him. And then they're eating dinner, and he's like, guess what dinner is? I'll tell you. It's the saxophone dude. Remember him? Yeah.
They ate him? Oh, God. Why do people do that? Can't you just eat nuts and berries if good and...
And everybody else was like, that is gross. And Frank was like, I don't care. Mom, nom, 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 nom.
Do you know what? I bet they were at least able to swallow their body.
Ha! No, you can't swallow a person whole. Don't be silly.
They were able to swallow their body, and you couldn't.
No, they didn't swallow the body. They only ate a little piece.
You suck.
They ate a little piece. They didn't eat the whole body. They cooked part of him, and the rest of him was under the table. I don't know why you put food under the table, but it was.
You didn't even have the decency to eat all of me.
I was saving it.
You just couldn't choke it down.
I couldn't, because you're fat.
You realize it's not an insult to our mouths, right?
I don't care. You're fat, and I ate your head. So, there.
You suck.
No, point is...
I want my head back.
You don't get it.
Give it back.
No, it's made out of poop.
I'm gonna haunt you forever. Ghost mouth.
I'm not telling my story yet.
Ghost mouth.
Okay, so Frank is like, you ate the dude. The saxophone dude. And everybody's like, oh, that's gross. I'm gonna puke. Bleah. And Rocky is like, hey, maybe do you want to have sex again, Janet? Even though he doesn't talk. He doesn't actually say it. He's just like, nudge, nudge, do you know? Hang, 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 hang. And she's like, maybe. And Frank is like, what are you talking about? You guys are jerks. And he takes them all upstairs. And he's like, I'm going to turn you into a statue. A-pachoo, pachoo, pachoo. You guys are all statues. What are you going to do about it? Stand there? Yeah. And then he's like, so statues, do you want to put on a show? Okay, I will put costumes on you, and I'll tell you what, I will turn you back into people, but only if you sing and dance for me. Okay, go. And they all sing and dance, and he's like, that's pretty good. You guys are pretty good. I think you guys have got a shot in this business. So, I tell you what, let's all swim in the pool. And they swim in the pool. And then they're like, now, let's... do some more stuff, and then then ugly guy with hair and a bald head comes in and goes, you're not gonna do any more dancing or swimming in the pool because we are leaving. And he's like, oh, okay, let's go. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke. When I said we're leaving, I meant I'm gonna kill you first. Then I'm leaving.
Why is everyone in this movie so mean? Why is there so much killing?
Because, first of all, not everybody's mean. Do you remember before they were doing it? That's not mean.
No, but the killing's mean.
The part where I ate the mice, you mean?
Yes!
Too bad. Point is, look, he's like, I am ugly guy. I'm gonna kill you, Frank. And Frank is like, well, I would prefer you don't. And he's like, kill, and he's dead.
No, this is like my mouse brethren coming back and killing you for killing me.
That's never gonna happen.
It might happen.
No, I could kill mice.
Not if there were a no enough of them.
If there were enough of them, I would eat them all and I'd be full.
They'd be swarming all over you, biting you all the way.
This is stupid. Look, in fact, here's what happens. This ugly dude kills Frank, and then lifting stuff dude is like, thinking, because he doesn't talk. He thinks, I don't think you should have killed him. I'm coming to get you. And then ugly dude is like, no, I could kill you too. I just killed that guy. Why do you think I can't kill you? Kill! And he kills him. So that's what would happen to the mice that tried to kill me. I'd be like, I already proved I could kill a mouse. Duh.
Not that many at once.
So that, okay, whatever. So then, Brad and Janet are like, what do we do now?
Try picking on a swarm your own size.
Why would they do that? No, the ugly guy is like, just go, just leave. And they're like, okay. And they leave. And then the dude who tells the story is like, that's the end of the story. The end.
There was a stupid ending. I want my head back.
You don't get a head. That's not how you get a head in life. So there.
I am going to hunt you for the rest of time.
No, you're not. No.
Ghost mouse.
So, mouse, this is the part where I tell the scary moral of that story.
Moral is that you're a dick.
No, there's no moral that says that you're a dick. The moral is...
don't kill and eat mice or people.
No, that's not the scary moral. The scary moral, if anything, the scary moral is like, it's good that Scape ate all those baby mice because otherwise there would have been too many mice.
Ah!
But that's not the scary moral. That's just the fact of the story. The scary moral is, make sure you don't break your tire on your car. Because if they had their car wasn't broken, they wouldn't have to go there. They would have just gone to see their old guy friend and been like, we're getting married. And he'd be like, congratulations. I'm in a wheelchair, but what do you think?
No, actually, that's pretty sensible. And wheelchair guys should keep his wheels in good shape, too.
Right. So, that is what the story is about. Now, let me ask you, Dad. Why do you watch this movie every year?
Because to remind us about our tires, I think, is the real reason. And there's a lot of people who need to know this, and they learn this about tires every year.
Okay, that's good. I don't have a car, so I don't think I ever need to watch it again.
That's true. You're probably right. That's good. All right, well, thank you for being here, Ghost.
I will haunt you for all eternity!
I don't appreciate that.
I don't care!
I didn't kill you, you know.
Yeah, but now that I was killed here, I can't go anywhere.
You can. You can go. I release you.
You didn't kill me.
But I release you.
That doesn't matter.
I release you.
I hate you.
I hate you.
I'm going to stay and haunt you anyway.
Ha! I'm going to eat your ghost.
You can.
Come here. I'll show you.
No. No, go away.
Climb inside.
I'm dead. Nice. Even still think you have bad breath.
Come get inside my mouth.
No.
So, okay, tune in to the next scary escapey story where I will be, like, telling you a scary story. Happy Halloween.